In het Maritime Museum in Sydney hangt op dit moment een groot wandkleed. Het wandkleed is gemaakt door textielartiest Melinda Peace, die helemaal geen Nederlandse wortels heeft, maar er wel in geslaagd is om de hele saga rond de Batavia en de muiterij op een groot doek te borduren. Een jarenlang proces. Ik vroeg haar daar iets over te vertellen.
So the tapestry is shaped like a 17th century topgallant sail, top sail on a traditional sailing ship, and it measures 3 meters in height by about 5 meters wide.
What made you think about doing the Batavia?
I think Batavia, it's quite an extraordinary episode in Australian history. It tells the story of essentially Australia's first recorded European settlement, nearly 160 years before the first fleet. It's quite an extraordinary tale. It's a tale of treachery and death and disaster and mutiny and murder, courage, revenge and heroism. And it all begins with the shipwreck of this magnificent sailing boat, which was pride of the Dutch East India Trading Company in 1629 off Western Australia in this tiny group of islands of coral called the Abrolhos in the Indian Ocean of Western Australia.
Why did you pick it?
I chose to study the Batavia as part of a Master of Fine Arts project, which I studied textiles, specialising and majoring in tapestry at Monash University. And during my honours year, I started sailing aboard Melbourne's tall ship Enterprise, and I was researching early charts and pirates and working with rope and tarred marlin and sailcloth, really traditional mediums. And I came across the story of the Batavia one day up at the Monash Library, and I picked up a copy of Hugh Edwards' book, who's an Australian journalist, called Islands of Angry Ghosts. Yeah. And I was completely fascinated by the story. And as I was reading, the images just seemed to come to life to me, and I started to dream about it, and I started to draw. And it really completely captivated my imagination. And so I started dreaming of embroidering like a full-scale sail in the style of, you know, early charts, you know, with the story of the Batavia shipwreck.
It is quite a magnificent and quite large piece. How long did it take you to finish it from the design stage to its final product?
You could really call it a 10-year project, which was begun for my Master of Fine Arts. But the embroidery itself was about 7 years in the making. So it's been quite a process of research, design, and actually making.
Physically getting the needle into the cloth.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I physically began the embroidery like at the end of October in 2009, and really, you know, I did the last stitches on the, you know, rope work around the tapestry in January this year before it was launched at the Australian Wooden Boat Festival in February 2017 in Hobart. Yeah, so that was quite a fantastic opportunity to show it. And the focus of that festival in February was on the Dutch, and there was a particularly interesting collection of early Dutch maps that was shown at the Tasmanian Museum, which really complemented the exhibition of my artwork.
And you must have quite a large workroom if you can store a tapestry that size for 10 years.
Oh, goodness. The whole house is really my studio, to be honest. My husband's very patient.
Well, you know that in the olden days when they made the big tapestries for the European castles and churches and stuff, somebody would design it and then they would have a team of like 20 people doing it, wouldn't they?
That's right.
And you did it by yourself.
That's right.
Are you busy working on a new project, and is that as equally large?
Oh, no. This year is really for launching the artwork, and I'm hoping to share it with as many people, and my hope is for it to sail around Australia and like to go on tour, so following the Sydney exhibition.
Sail is the appropriate word here.
Definitely.
Could you describe what we can see on this sail?
So the tapestry appears like a map, like a chart of Australia, but a specific area of Australia, this group of tiny islands called the Abrolhos Islands, where the Batavia was shipwrecked. And you see images of the Batavia sailing. There's a on the left of the tapestry at the bottom of the work, and then on the far right you see the shipwreck with the chaos of people, you know, trying to get ashore to these tiny little islands, you know, nearby. You see the islands where they made their encampment. And for those of you who don't know the story of the Batavia, it is a tale of treachery and murder. So you have this situation that when the ship is wrecked on the Brolis off Western Australia, the captain and all the senior officers go off in the ship's longboat to in search of water, and they end up making this an epic sort of journey back to Indonesia. But they leave behind quite a sinister person who ends up taking over the islands and organising a gang of mutineers to rule over these islands. It's quite an extraordinary story, and it's all there in the tapestry. And this leader of the mutineers was called Hieronymus Cornelius, and he was a real evil mastermind of the mutiny that he carried out and killed a whole lot of people on these islands. So they set up their camps on the main island, which is Beacon Island, and you can see in the tapestry people have been taken away on rafts and, like, you know, the hands bound and pushed into the water, and it's quite gruesome. You also see elements of sort of resistance. On the top left of the tapestry is an island called West Wallaby, which is today is like a paradise for wildlife. But there, Cornelius, the mutineer's leader, marooned a whole lot of soldiers, like loyal soldiers to the company, and they formed a resistance and were able to fight off and capture the mutineer's leaders in this epic battle that happens nearly 400 years ago, just in time when the rescue ship organised by the captain comes back on the horizon, where the rescue ship, the Sardom, returns with the captain. And you have the leader of the good soldiers racing in a tiny dinghy to get to the ship in time, and the mutineers are in another, like a longboat, all sort of really confident, all dressed, you know, dressed to kill and ready to, you know, intercept the rescue boat. And it sort of ends on that climactic point. Following this, there's a whole trial, you know, and like into what happened, and, you know, and they end up having hanging the leaders of the mutineers there on the island. So it's quite an extraordinary tale, and it's all there in the tapestry, in really bright, bold colours. But it's also, it's not like bloodbath. Like, I don't actually depict blood in the tapestry. It's clear, the action, so it's actually suitable for children to see as well. I wanted to make it open for any audience, really.
I was just going to ask if it was MA+.
Oh, no. I mean, you know, they also want it to be accessible to people and for them to be able to read it without knowing the story.